Bias for Life, Shir 237, Thursday and Erev Shabbos, Parshas Nasai, Sunday, Parshas Behaloscha. We are explaining the concept of Ahava and how we are trying to develop it in marriage, and that real Ahava is the glue that keeps the marriage together. That's what helps us overcome our obstacles. That's the essence of what marriage is. V'hoyu lebasar echad. Now, there's a famous vart that they say over from the Michtav Me'eliyahu, how to explain Ahava. He says that Ahava is from the Lashon Hav, which means to give. And he explains that you love that you give to. Which means when you give to somebody, automatically you will develop a love for that individual. And let's understand what that means. As we explained, Ahava is the same gematria as Echad. Real Ahava means that you feel one with that individual. And that's our goal in Shalom Bayis, to feel as if we are one. It can be attained, it takes time, but that's our goal. Michtav Me'eliyahu explains that when you give to somebody, you feel one, you feel Ahava with that person. Why? Because when you give, you are giving of yourself to that individual. Which means that individual has a piece of you, so to speak. And that is what creates the Ahava. Because again, Ahava means Achdus. Ahava means we are one. When somebody else has something from me, that automatically creates that feeling of Echad. We have something in common. We are one together. Hence, if a person gives to someone else, if you want to develop an Ahava for somebody else, when you give to them, you will develop that Ahava. And this is another tool that the Sfarim bring to enhance Ahava in Shalom Bayis. When a person constantly looks to give to their spouse, in a good way, in a positive way, not begrudgingly, but real. Now again, marriage is not built on giving. That's not the essence of marriage. The essence of marriage is achdus. We are one. Giving is merely a tool to help us develop those feelings of achdus. To be honest, a woman feels achdus more naturally than a man. Women are more emotional, women have more allegiance, and women tend to feel that ahava much easier than men do. But it's something that has to be developed and felt. It will not necessarily come on its own. So this is a powerful tool, another powerful tool, to develop Ahava, when you give. Whether it's giving something physical, whether it's giving time. Time is very precious. When a person gives time to their spouse, or they give something that's precious to them, they give them emotion, they listen to their spouse, like we discussed in previous Shirim. These are all forms of giving. And they will increase the Ahava. Again, the goal is Ahava. The goal is to feel as if you are one. And it's something that can be attained. And by giving to your spouse, whenever you have the ability to, that will develop and increase the Ahava.